This month we have been talking, or rather from last week, because the first week was our Easter revival where we spoke about the blood. And somehow we are still continuing in that teaching, but in a different form. And we are on the topic of Christ Jesus is made unto us. What is Christ Jesus made unto us? According to the book of 1 Corinthians 1 verse 30. He said, but of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. He said, but of you, of him, are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Last week we started and we dealt with redemption because I said I'm going to pick it from back to front. Amen? Amen. Because we just finished the study of the blood in the 3 days. And then I just wanted to continue with redemption first for us to know. And last week we talked about the fact that God redeemed us through Christ Jesus from the curse and from sin and from our iniquity. Amen. Amen. And we prayed about that. Praise the Lord. So today we are going to be dealing with Jesus Christ has become for us our righteousness and sanctification. Probably, hallelujah, I might probably be able to deal with only one because of the time. Last week I started earlier, and for the fact that I want us to do one or two prayer, and then we give praise to God. When we are dealing about the word righteousness, we are talking about a right standing before God. The Bible says unto us that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God because of the sin that Adam and Eve committed. And because of this sin that he committed, it has penetrated into our bloodline because it's a spiritual thing. Sin is not a physical thing, it's a spiritual thing. And that is why when God said that one would die, Adam and Eve did not die, but they died a spiritual death and not a physical death. Because sin is a spiritual thing. And that is why even after the flood, after all men were killed and murdered, let me put it like that, by the flood, sin still lingered on. Even though the 8 persons that were saved were considered to be righteous. That is Noah and the family. The Bible said that Noah was right in the eyes of God. And that is why God chose Noah to be the one to build the ark, which will save the world. And the ark saved 8 people, and these 8 persons were supposed to be righteous. But after they came out of the ark, and after even they gave sacrifice to God, and after God renewed the blessings of Genesis and even added to it that we should start eating meat, because Genesis said we should, Genesis chapter 1 will be of vegetarians, so we should eat of the earth. But then in the book of Genesis, is it 9 or 10, he said we can also eat meat. So there was an additional blessing added to it. Despite that, before the chapter ended, sin was already committed. In that the son of Noah was mocking the father's nakedness. That means in a way, uncover the father's nakedness. And that is where this law came, that you should not sleep with your father's wife. It happened also to the children of Israel. You should not sleep with your father's wife. Even Solomon, Absalom was sleeping with David's concubine, even in the presence of everybody. So we saw that even after there was this sin, that is how we should know that sin is a spiritual thing and not a physical thing. And that is why we still have sin today. But there has been a redemption. There has been a saving from this cause. Salvation has been spread unto us through Christ Jesus. And because of Christ Jesus, we are now having this right standing of righteousness before God, because the blood, the payment for sin, has been given. Amen. Amen. Not because you still don't do things that are wrong, but because before God the Father, if you accept what has been given unto you through Christ Jesus, that is why the word is, Jesus has been made unto us our righteousness, our right standing. Just as he's sitting at the right hand side of God, you are there with him. So because of that, when you commit sin, there is an advocate who is also Jesus Christ, and his blood speaks for you to cover you. Amen? Amen. Oh, we just understand that. Proverbs 21:21. Proverbs 21:21 says, whoever pursues righteousness and love finds life, prosperity, and honor. He that followeth after righteousness, he that pursues after righteousness and mercy, finds what? Life, righteousness, and honor. If you pursue it, you say, this is what I want to do, based on the understanding of what Jesus Christ has done for you, you will enjoy life, you will enjoy prosperity, and you will enjoy honor. So meaning that righteousness, righteous living, standing right before God, gives you eternal life. It gives you life, peace here. It brings honor to you, even when people are insulting you. I said that last week, when we talk about the foolishness of the world, they use it to compound the wines. Because when you have all the wealth and you still respect God, the people in your surrounding, your circles, will say that something is wrong with you. So we are not talking about the judgment of those who lack understanding of what is on you. We are talking about those who knows what it is to have a right standing. Because some will still insult you. Some still say that we pastors, we are crazy. Some still see us as we are just being foolish and we are brainwashing people. But I always say that this brainwashing that we brainwash people are good ones. I mean, if I can brainwash your husband not to be following other women outside, have I not done you right? Have I not done you good? If I brainwash your wife to stay with you and respect only you and be honoring you and be taking care of, have I not brainwashed you in a good thing? If I brainwash you not to cheat your brothers and your sister, and I brainwash you not to be lawless, I brainwash you to be forgiving one another, I brainwash you not to have malice, have I not done good? So you see that we use it's just the foolishness of the world, of the minor things, use it to compound the wise. So even when one people say pastors not brainwash, because they limit it to only one thing. So when they brainwash now for money, I mean, I want to pay the house rent before. It's a simple thing. Should I be the only one to pay the house rent? No. God said bring the money so that there will be money to take care of where we all come together to fellowship. And if some people now have excess, praise be to God. Who doesn't mean that I don't want excess? Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Anyway, let me leave that one. I'm only just saying that the good things are inside what is happening. Praise the Lord. So he said, whoever pursues righteousness and love, that one finds prosperity, life, and honor. The Bible said, also told us in the book of Matthew 6, verse 33, we quote it every time. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and every other thing shall what? Be added unto you. When I was going through it today, I said, seek ye first the kingdom of God. I said, now we're already in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah.
Amen,
amen. I'm not seeking the kingdom of God any longer. The book of Romans says the kingdom of God is what? Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. I'm not seeking the kingdom of God any longer, because Jesus Christ has given unto you and I the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God on this earth is that which God has blessed us with right from the beginning. He gave it to Adam and Eve, and they lost it to Satan the devil, and Jesus Christ recovered it from Satan the devil. Yes.
Exactly.
So which kingdom of God am I looking for again? I'm already in it. So that scripture does not talk to you that you know your right standing with Christ. It's talking to those who have not received Jesus Christ. So when we are saying that seek first the kingdom of God and the righteousness, please, let us not stop looking for the kingdom of God. Because the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. So when you say seek first the kingdom of God, you should be asking yourself, what is wrong with me? I am supposed there because the kingdom of God needs righteousness. I should be living a righteous life. The kingdom of God needs peace. I should have peace with myself and everyone. The kingdom of God needs joy in the Holy Ghost. Then I should be happy from the inside, not being happy through the circumstances of life. I should pursue these things and make sure I am having them in my life and not generalizing pursuing the kingdom of God. Because the kingdom of God is, if you have accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, the Bible said you are saved. Because by faith, we receive this grace. Amen?
Amen.
We find that in the book of Ephesians. You are saved by grace through faith. Or rather, saved by, by grace through faith. So that nobody will what? Boast. Because it's something you receive. So as you believe Christ Jesus that he died and he was buried and he destroyed the powers of darkness inside that grave, he who resurrected people that were righteous before, to the extent that these people went to the city preaching, more than 500 people were resurrected when the blood paid the sacrifice. And then they started talking about the kingdom of God. Now we shouldn't be pursuing seeking the kingdom of God, but what should we be teaching? The second coming. Because he has already brought the kingdom. The fulfillment of the perfection of the kingdom is what we are looking unto. The kingdom has already come. So we already received it. By faith, he died. He destroyed the powers of darkness. And he resurrected. And when he resurrected, he was with the people for 40 days. According to the book of Acts, chapter 1, between 1 to 3. And then in their very eyes in Bethany, he was taken up. He ascended. So the kingdom of God is in our midst. We are not looking for it any longer. So when God says, seek first the kingdom of God, now I am now in the kingdom of God. He added something to it. He said, and it's righteousness. And now we are hearing that Christ is now made unto us righteousness. So what does that mean? I've already said that. Before God, we have a right standing because of the price that Jesus has paid for you and I. Amen.
Amen.
Romans 10:4 says, for Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believes. He completed the work. So as long as you know that you have accepted him, as long that I know, then there must be a feeling and a setting, a mindset in my mentality. A mindset in my mentality. That one are Rachel's English. Praise the Lord. Inside my mental, a mindset. Amen. Mindset in my mentality that knows and believe and accept the truth that I'm not a sinner and I cannot sin. I am righteous. Nothing can make me dirty. I am pure. When that mentality is right, everything that has the similitude of evil, we start hating it. Because it is from inside here. It's a making up of our mind by the Spirit of God. Why? Somebody has made me right. And as a Christian, I must believe that. And when I believe that and accept it, His Holy Spirit helps me to move in that direction. If in the Old Testament, the Bible can say this one is right in this area. It says Abraham believed God and it was counted unto him for what? Righteousness. How much more now the New Testament, that everything has been completed and we are now in the kingdom of God, where everything has been given unto you and I freely. All things are yours, the Bible said in the book of 1 Corinthians. So when we know that and believe it, we will start walking in the power. We will start walking what? In the power. Because the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of stronghold, casting down imagination and everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. This is what we're talking. So if you don't accept it, meaning that you are allowing something else to be saying that what Jesus has said is a lie. That righteousness that God, Jesus claimed, has given you is a lie. You are making something else to move above the truth. And that keeps us in bondage. But it says in the book of John 8, if you know the truth shall set you free. So when it is already settled in the mind that I am righteous because Jesus has made me righteous, we have a right standing, a consciousness that we carry that cause cannot stay. Because in the Bible, even tells us in the book of Isaiah, it said a cause cannot hold in your life without a cause, without a reason. So when I am not dead, because Jesus Christ has made me right, if you like, go any shall go altar. You are just swearing for yourself. It won't hurt me. You understand what I mean?
Yes.
Let your great grandfather, let them pan whatever they want to pan. We'll still pray against them. Anyway. Let them pan whatever they want to pan. The right mindset with prayers will move everything away. Fear will not settle in. Because you know where you are standing. You are standing with the one that said, the prince of this world is coming, but has found nothing in me. Oh, what a person for you to trust. What a person for you to trust. Even the prince of this world saw him. He knew that this one, I have no power. Because he is clean, I can't do anything. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Don't you like such kind of assurance?
Yes.
Such kind of backing? No wonder even when I fall, he may catch me. Nobody say catch me, raise me up. Nobody say raise me up, he not even throw away me. Despite the angels love me. What a backing. What an assurance. He has been made unto us righteousness, that you and I can stand and be right. Amen.
Amen.
Colossians 1 from 21. He said, and you that were sometimes alienated, you were sometimes far away, alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works. Yet now, as he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death, to present you what? Holy. Unblameable and unreprovable. Nobody fit talks to you do wrong. They have no power to judge you. Hey! Something sweet, oh, if we believe her. And in the walk, no be lie. At times, God needs to allow some people to be doing confession so that we can praise him more. When people will come to me and say, ah, all what I have done. I've been told that before several times. All what I have done, you are still like this. And you know the two what you do now, your problem. I'm not even interested to know. All what you have, I have done, and yet, is it to my glory? It is to the glory of God. But then, that will make you to know you are unreprovable. Nobody can condemn you because Jesus has become your condemnation to make you stand right before. before God. Shout hallelujah,
sir. Hallelujah. Amen.
He said to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight if you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel which you have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven. And Paul said, I am a minister. Hallelujah. For this Jesus Christ has been made sin, whom you know sin. The book of 2 Corinthians 5:21. He said, has been made sin, whom you know sin, for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. God looks at you, he sees you that you are clean. God looks at you, he sees you that you are what? You are right. So 1 John 2, 29 says, so if you know that he is righteous, you should also know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of him. Everyone, that is what I said, when that consciousness is in you, you will hate sin. Once in a while, you may make mistakes. Because we are still in the world, but you are not a perpetual sinner. Now they say today they catch you, so you follow another woman. Tomorrow again, the same thing. Stop. Not this year. You are still keeping marriage with the same person you have been keeping marriage with since last year. You see each other, you walk past each other, you don't greet each other. I say that is demon in you. Because Christ in you is the hope of glory. Christ in you makes you shine as a light. Devil in you makes you to keep married for years. He said, if you know that is righteous, know that everyone that does not have righteousness, does not behave in the right way according to the word of God, is not of him. I said it today during the time of refreshment. I say you see some people 2 years, 3 years, the same person, the same man, the same woman, quarrel with this, quarrel with this, quarrel with that, and you don't want to forgive. Something is wrong with you. It's a spiritual battle. When we were and Ashiki, they are fighting themselves. Oroku and what did they call her? Which new one they give? All God. Black hearts and green hearts and yellow hearts and red hearts. All those asses that they have. When they are fighting themselves, ask them what is the problem, what is the cause. You will see that there is nothing. So that tells you that it is not just ordinary eye. Their fight is from spiritual realm. It is power also that is wrong with them. They will come to church. He never still is made to forgive. I will never, never forgive her. I will never, never forgive him. Leave them. They have not repented. They have not repented. They have not received the salvation of Christ. Christ is not in them. They have not repented. They are giving the word, but they have not repented. So they hold on to mammon. They hold on to another God. And then they refuse to let go because something else is ruling in their spirit. Me and you will just be praying, praying, Father. Let this my sister talk to this my sister now. Let this my brother ask them what is wrong with the two of them in the spirit. Which power of you will not get? And I tell them, call it wisdom. What wisdom is in that? Tell me. You fight with this, you fight with that. Your name has been known to be fighter. God bless you, sir. Your name has been known to be fighter. Man, man or woman, fighter. You come to church, you fight. You come out for church, you fight. You go party, you fight. You dare street, you fight. There is nowhere that you don't have somebody that you quarrel with. Repent. And let the righteousness of God walk in your life. So if somebody refuses to forgive you, I beg, don't give yourself a headache. Do you understand? If you tell somebody sorry, the person refuses, don't give yourself a headache. That one has problem that does not concern you. You enjoy yourself with God. Amen? And just know that you are what? Unreprovable, uncondemnable, indestructible and undestroyable. Because the righteousness of God has kept you right before the one who is the judge. He said, can the snare be taken from the rightful captive? He said, yes. Because when God, somebody, even you offend them and they cut you, but because you said, God, have mercy on me, God will deliver you. Let them still be holding on to it, but they abuse me, they make me be giving themselves reason for their prolonged anger and offense for years. You are already free. Because even the lawful captive can be delivered from the snare, according to the book of Isaiah. The power of God is more than. And that is why they think they put you in prison and they come the next day and they find out that you are not in the prison because the angels have opened the door and you have walked out. I said it during the Sunday school. Don't allow any person make your mind to become wicked like they are. It is righteousness. Because when they refuse to greet you, they refuse to love you, they refuse to do this, and you yourself, you now started acting like them. They have won the battle. They have destroyed you both physically and spiritually. But when you refuse to be destroyed, even when they are doing wicked, then you are still doing them love. You are greeting them. No man are greeted with me. They find in trouble without your greeting. Making they get out of attack, you dey free. You are doing, yes, now you go to get out of attack, you dey free. You are doing the things of God. And then you say somebody, may God deliver us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And you see some proud. No, they talk to them, I don't get time. No, they talk to them. Once or twice, you don't answer me. Even when the person comes to you, you don't answer again. But why? Because I greet you two times, you don't answer me. Even including men. I've come to notice even here. Thank God not for Corona. I know they hear news again for Facebook. Because that Corona, they men can gossip. This is not Corona. Hey, I don't know where the family is only from. No, somebody they say, not be women only for Europe, men don't take over. Praise the Lord. They say now women still get up. I will be the gossip from the before for his house. So now they go meet myself. I don't even know where they got that talk from that women talk too much. When they meet for beer panel, what did they do? Which kind of cheese? Not the woman. They know they're just business. Now, person when we say, no, you know, we are close, all right, now they're just off. They're going to discuss how they, I gave her when I saw this Facebook, how they flat woman, I believe they discuss. They don't forget that the woman for their means, all of them are men. I will not sit down there. They have forgotten that I'm here. They will start talking before they will remember that Rachel is around. Come on, tell your wife, go out. You go drop me for us. I come back to the discussion. That is how it used to be some 23 years, 22 years ago. That was how it was. All the old people. I'm the only woman in their midst at that time. So they're all just seeing that they will, all the things they're doing in club. Before they will remember that the garçonnière is not flat. So I'm inside the same room like them. The boss wife will be here. Come on, the boss. Go drop your wife. He will say, my dear, let's go. Yes, sir. He will go drop me for damage. Come quick, go. 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, whatever is here. Now I use prayer for now. Praise the Lord. When I use prayer for now, I will change. My fire by thunder. So let's do quick.
Amen.
One thing you should know, that we receive righteousness, like I've said before, by faith. Romans 4:13 says, for the promise that he should be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. So we obtain righteousness by believing what God has done. James 3:18 says, and the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. How know that somebody is becoming perfect in righteousness, that one is a peaceful person who avoid quarreling with people and easily excuse any other person's fault and offense. Not that he or she does not know that what you have done is wrong, but the person excuses your offense so that the person will not have grudge. That does not mean that the person will not tell you that what you have done is not good. The person will tell you what you have done is not good because that is called love. And love corrects so that the other person can be won. But the person will not keep it in his heart. So when we are talking about righteousness, he said it is sown in peace of them that do what? That make peace. It shows that you are living a righteous life when you always make peace with people. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That is what the Bible said. Open to me the gates of righteousness, which the righteous people will go in. When you come to that stage, nothing troubles your mind. Nothing troubles your spirit. Think I have to leave a sanctification part for next week because of our program. But before I do that, Romans 1:17, let us read it. I leave the sanctification part for next week. Sanctification means the process of using the word of God to live a life that is according to the example of the Bible, according to what Christ Jesus has laid down for us. That means we take the Bible as our standard for living. The Bible said in the book of John 17:17, leave it here. The Bible said in the book of John 17:17, sanctify them with your word. So when we allow the word of God to purify us, to change our mindset, we take the truth of the word of God as our own. It is sanctification. That is why the church is called a workshop. Because we all come here, we all have our faults, we all have our mistakes, we all have one place that we sin. One person is sinful here, the other one is righteous in the place where this one is sinful. But as we come together, we learn the word of God. The word of God washes us and cleanses us and brings us into that righteousness, that righteous standing, by making us to be cleansed, to be sanctified. Amen. So it is the changing of what we do, the changing of the mentality, and to accept the mind that is of Christ. So that we can shed by the Spirit and by the Word of God those things that are not proper in way. And then we live according to the things of God, which actually brings our life into glory, brings our life into brightness. And that brightness always affects and influences others. Because then the sanctification brings us to the stage of that we become fragrance of God. We become someone that is smelling nice. Even the demons, they will like to be friends with you, and they will not be able to hurt you. Then the Bible not say that if our ways are pleasing to God, your enemies will be made what? Your friend. That is the power that sanctification gives you. That you stay with them and they can't do you bad. Because it brings you to a standard in your mind that even when poison is in front of you, you eat that poison, the poison will be sanctified because you took it in. And it will not hurt you. God will can bring us to that stage if we allow Him to bring us to that stage. That is a stage that is above, I know it's a poison, I didn't eat it. That is the baby stage, which some of us we know. Not the one out of fear that you throw away food because you are afraid, but the one that you really know that something is in it. You feel it, you can see it. If you can see the objects inside, you put it aside. Then it brings you to a stage where even when you eat it, you are so much cleansed and purified from inside that it does not hurt you. It's a stage of sanctification. but we'll talk about that next week. So he said, for daring, Romans 1:17. For daring is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. So when we're talking about righteousness, it's we living by believing what God has done for us on the cross. That price that he has paid that makes us to be in a level of above blame, above guilt, above reproach, a right standing that gives us life, that gives us prosperity, that opens to us honor. Like we read before, we are accepted by faith, we live according to it by faith, we grow in righteousness by faith, and we remain in righteousness by faith. So that by faith, we can call into being. That righteousness in us will start attracting good things unto us, attracting blessings. It's become a magnet that whoever wants to bless you cannot be able to reject you, because you are just too good to be rejected. Remember that the angels, they are our ministry servants. And the Bible said, he gives every one of us angels that they go before us to make crooked paths to be straight. But remember the book of Exodus said, don't get your angel angry. So when you have this righteous standing, your mentality, have this mental standing before God, you see that your angels will be working for you. Even when you are thinking of something, it becomes a reality. Because the righteous people, they live by faith. Do you understand what I'm saying? So you draw life to you, not death. You draw prosperity to you, not poverty. You draw honor to you, not disgrace, by faith, according to the truth revealed in the book of Proverbs 21:21. That those who pursue righteousness, this is what they gain. May the Lord bless these holy words.
Amen. Jesus.